This is T, and this is Gamers World. Welcome back for our second episode. Now, if this is your first time, I appreciate you tuning in and checking us out. And this is your second time, then apparently you didn't think it sucked as bad as it could have, and you're back to see if it can get just a little bit better. So hopefully I will not disappoint you. Now, before we get into everything, just wanted to let you kind of know what I'd like to focus on today is start looking at some of those new consoles that are actually out. Of course, pretty soon the entire gaming world is going to be crazy. We already have the Xbox 360 that's out, but as you all know, we're soon going to get the Nintendo Wii as well as the PlayStation 3. So pretty soon we're going to be up to our eyeballs in actual video consoles. So without further ado, let's get going and welcome again to Gamers World. All right, just to start out, I have to focus on one fact. It's how much the gaming world has actually changed from whenever I first started to play video games. First off, what I'm about to talk about is the Nintendo Wii, and everybody pretty much knows that it is an underdog. Now, just the fact that I'm sitting here talking about a console from Nintendo, that's an underdog. To sit there and say that 10 years ago would be crazy. So like I said, it shows you how much everything has changed. Anyways, looking at the Nintendo Wii, all the kind of new features and everything it's going to have. One, of course, probably its most popular or most talked about feature is those new controllers. Now, most of you already know what I'm talking about. Basically, what it looks like is not necessarily a controller, but more like a TV remote. Now, I can remember sitting at work, pulling up CNN.com, and finding out, first of all, what the name was, which I won't necessarily go into because, yeah. But then going and seeing an actual picture of the controller/remote. Now, to say I was a little underwhelmed would be exaggerating. Now, take away the fact that it looks incredibly strange and kind of focus on what's it supposed to do. Of course, it's supposed to be motion sensitive. So you can actually, in a sense, interact with games physically, which most people who don't really play games do already, but that's besides the point. Now, what do I think of this feature? I think this is actually very interesting. Now, I don't think it's going to be as widely implemented or widely used to the extent that we may all think. Now, I think there are going to be simple hand motions that will cause everything to happen. I don't think we're actually going to be using it to swing swords in a giant sort of a fashion. But still, it's very interesting, and it's definitely something that we haven't seen before. So, I gotta give it its props. It's definitely one of the more interesting aspects. Now, of course, one of the other consoles has already went ahead and copied this. But we won't go into that right now. Right now, it's just about the Nintendo Wii. Now, the other thing to look at is the graphics. Now, of course, the other two consoles, every time they come out, you're having bigger, better graphics, making the games look better, run smoother, etc., etc. Now, the Nintendo Wii is actually the first console that I can remember of where there isn't going to be a humongous jump from the sort of processor power that we're used to from console generation to console generation. Now, from all the games I've seen so far, the graphics pretty much look the exact same as the GameCube. So, from a graphics standpoint, the Nintendo Wii is definitely the weakest of the three. But we'll see how much that actually goes into play. And according to how I think they're the niche market they're going after, well, I guess it's not really fair. I shouldn't say niche market. The type of gamers and people they're going after, it may end up working out better for them. And the last real feature I want to touch on with the Nintendo Wii is they are finally, finally getting into the internet aspect of gaming. Now, not necessarily in the sense that most people would like, but what the biggest feature of what they're doing is they're going to make available all the Nintendo games of old. From the Nintendo Entertainment System, Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64, they're all going to be available for you to buy. Now, I've listened and heard the pricing system. I think it's somewhere from about $5 to $7 to $10, depending on the system you choose. Now, of course, I, like many people, would love to play the old Nintendo games on a controller and get back into it. But as most of you already know, you can already get on the internet, download an emulator, download some ROMs, and next thing you know, you're playing all your old Nintendo games through the computer. Now, sure, you may not have the controller and this and that to do it, but it's hard for me to believe that massive loads of gamers are going to ignore that aspect and just download it off of their internet site and start playing it. Now, do I think it's going to fail? No, I think there are going to be, especially casual gamers, which is what the Nintendo Wii seems to be going after, are going to love it and are going to do so. But I don't think it's going to be as popular as it honestly could be. So, that's that. Next up, I want to talk about kind of the angle that the Nintendo Wii is going after. Like I said, PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, they're going after the hardcore gamers. They're going after more mainstream, in a sense. Nintendo Wii, actually, is going after those people that don't really play games. Those people that aren't big gamers. Now, I actually think this is pretty smart. I, for one, I'm newly married. And one of the things I love to do is play games. My wife, on the other hand, not so much. So if I want to sit back, relax, and play a game with her, there's not a whole lot I have to choose from. Now, I have a Xbox, I have a PlayStation 2, I have a GameCube. And every time we want to play a game together, it's always on the GameCube. We're either booting up some Mario Party, Mario Golf, some small little game called Super Smash Bros. Probably never heard of it. But we're always, as far as family gaming, it's always around that one system. Now, if I wanted to play a game with her on Xbox, she doesn't so much like Halo. Good game, one of my favorites. Not so much when we're wanting to play together. So what Nintendo is doing is going back to that. They're going back to focusing on markets, focusing on gaming being a family event, a multi-person event. Now, of course, with Xbox, you have Xbox Live, so people are getting online and playing online with each other. So, in a sense there, it's not like you're by yourself. In all honesty, you usually are sitting there by yourself, but you're being yelled at and cursed at by hundreds of other players. So, I think that's actually something very interesting. I could see the Nintendo Wii getting a whole set of people that normally would never play video games. Now, all of a sudden, they're playing video games. So I think it's a very good angle for them to go, because the last generation, they were in last place. There's no denying that. The PlayStation 2, of course, took everybody out. Xbox snuck in there and stole more market share. They, unfortunately, were at the low end. So, of course, they could do the same thing, get big graphics, and go after the same market. But they're actually going in a different angle. They're actually... And one of the other things that's also very interesting is they're trying to make games cheaper, or at least maintain them at their old level of the $49.99, etc. Whereas both PS3 and Xbox looks like they're going to maintain the $59.99 angle. And not to mention the price of the Nintendo Wii is only supposed to be $250. So, taking all those things in effect, where do I think the Nintendo Wii is going to be once the dust settles and this generation of consoles is over? Do I think they're going to be in first place? Negative. Sorry, but that's just not something that I think they can do. They lost a lot of ground over the last couple of years. PlayStation 3 is very tough. Xbox has a lot of good things going for it. And I don't think Nintendo's made enough changes to try that'll allow them to be able to go ahead and capture enough of the market share to boost them up into first place. Now, do I think they can make it into second place? Absolutely. I think the fact that they are kind of going out on their own, going away from this bigger, powerful, faster sort of gameplay into a more family-oriented, party-oriented sort of gaming. So I could very much see them being in a second place, not only second place, but second place by a bit of a wide margin. Now, will that happen? I don't know, but I definitely think it's possible. So anyways, that's my opinion on the Nintendo Wii, for better or for worse. Now, what do you think? Of course, I want you to let me know, where do you think the Nintendo Wii is going to be? What do you think are its strengths, its weaknesses, etc.? Now, before I go ahead and end on that, I do want to say that I do think that Nintendo Wii has the possibility to gain enough ground so when the next generation of consoles comes around, it could be back in first place. I think this is the year they can get back all that ground that they've lost, reassert themselves as a gaming powerhouse, a gaming symbol, and get up there. But anyways, like I said, hit me up at gamers.w@hotmail.com and let me know what you think about the Nintendo Wii. Okay, something else I wanted to touch on just briefly here, as I was reading through one of the many gaming internet sites that I like to visit, and they were talking about a game publisher was describing how gamers today like shorter games. We have shorter attention spans, so they're making games shorter and shorter. Now, is that the case? Do we honestly have such a short attention span that we would rather sit down for 8 to 10 hours and play a video game and be done with? Now, me, for example, I know that I go out, spend $50, $60 on a game. I don't want to sit there, play it for 8, 10 hours, and be done with. I would like the old school games, the ones that you're sitting there playing hardcore for a couple weeks, if not a month, and you're still going. Take Final Fantasy VII, for example. This is a game that I'm sure I will, at one point, be sitting here blabbing about through one of my podcasts just because I liked the game so much. But I remember playing the game. I had been playing it 5-6 hours. I got to the point where I thought for sure the game was about to end. Next thing I know, I'm thrust out in this wide open world, and probably a month later, I'm still playing the game. Now, that's what I like. I like to be able to sit down, play a game with an interesting enough story that I'm able to continue wanting to play, and I continue going and going, so even 30 hours later, I'm playing the game, and I'm still not bored. Now, I think what that game publisher may have been confused about is the fact that games now have no story. They are incredibly boring at times. The bad ones. The good ones, not so much. So, yeah, there's only so many dark corridors you can go around, so many terrorists you can shoot, so many pink demons you can shoot, before it all seems a little blasé. Now, of course, one of the recent games I've been playing is The Elder Scrolls Oblivion, which, as you all know, is an incredibly long game, and one that I have since beaten, but I still booted up just to check out all the different things. Now, a game like that, I will go out, spend $60, buy the special edition, I don't care, because I know that a month from now, I will still be playing the game, just because it's that interesting, and just because there's so many things to do. But, of course, I would like to know what you think. Would you rather sit down, play a video game, be able to beat it in one or two sittings, and be done with it? Or would you like a game that you're still playing months later because either you choose or whatever? So, of course, gamers.w@hotmail.com. Let me know what you would prefer, because this is something that scares me to think that they honestly believe we would like to play 5 to 10 hour video games after spending $50, $60 on said video games. But let me know. Well, gamers, gamettes, that's about it. As you can tell, right now I'm settling for about a 15-20 minute time span for each of these podcasts. What I like to do is get them up at the very least one every 2 weeks. Of course, if I can get one every week, that's just as good. It just kind of depends. Of course, I'm very opinionated. Have a lot of things I'd like to talk about, focus on. Some of them you may find interesting. Majority you probably won't, but you don't have to listen. But I'm glad you do. So don't forget that. Anyways, of course, about all the stuff we talked about, things you'd like to talk about in the future, hit me up, let me know, because this podcast is for us gamers, about things that interest us, things that interest me, specifically since I'm talking about it. But as always, I definitely want your opinions, want to see what other gamers outside of myself feel about games in general, what's going on in the gaming world, etc., etc. So, of course, in the future, I'm looking at having periods where we'll talk about kind of what's going on, video game news, maybe talk about some of the new games that came out, just kind of whatever is really interesting at the time. So until next week, I appreciate you guys tuning in, and game on. This is T. Thanks.